All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. Sorry, we're a little late compared to when I wanted to do this because I had to stay over and clean up somebody else's mess. Don't want to get too into it, but basically the fact is you got these younger folks and they don't work as hard as they used to, and of course it makes sense because they're not getting paid as much as they should be. Like, I get it. Things are getting more expensive and you've got less money. So I completely understand it. But I don't know what to do about it. Who knows? Maybe the answers will be found in Tank Girl, number 8. ASCII Hunch. Downtown Crime. Oh, okay. I see. What a perfect day. No crime on the streets, no cream in my coffee. This is our patch, and the children from all the buildings around can grow and flourish like sprouts in a new age allotment under the golden sky of a bright new future. 1991. Damn it, Hunch. I'm sick of these stakeouts. 3 weeks of coffee, popcorn, and Twinkies. I haven't had a decent bit of rump in ages. If you come over to my place tomorrow night, I'll heat you up something special, Dave. Captain Dubage to Libra 3, how's the stakeout hanging? It's as boring as watching snot dry on a shirt sleeve, Cap'n. Captain. Get your asses back to the station. I've got a most special assignment for you. And pick up Pubic Bear on your way. He'll come in useful. Back at HQ. Now listen, men, this is a top secret mission. Spill the beans, Dubage, we're the boys for the job. Here's the lowdown. A band of criminal freako weirdo bastards are planning to take over the Western world by weirding people out and giving everyone a hard time. The rotters, the filthy stinkers, poo bags. Come with me to the basement. I'll give you the special equipment for the job and kiss you goodbye. Downstairs. These are the most advanced killing tools known to man. They fire 50,000 rounds per second and can cut a perfect hole in a diamond from 40 miles away. By the way, ASCII, we've had your car camouflaged. Wow, thanks very much. And finally, let me show you your ultimate secret weapon. Wrangler flares? Yes, but these are no ordinary jeans. They contain strange magical properties that only you can use. Each pair will enhance the finest physical, spiritual, mental, and paranormal ability, attributes rather, of the wearer to an infinite degree. Are you prepared to be enlightened by the 70s denim experience? You will be super cops! Bugger me! Serpico Rising, ASCII and Hunch. This was it, the biggest, most important mission we ever had been assigned. We were going to save everybody from a bunch of low-down freakish weirdies who were planning to freak us all out, give us a bum deal, blow our minds, and take over the planet. Fip-fop, fip-voop! Our instructions were to drive into the middle of the desert and activate our secret weapons. Here we are in the middle of nowhere. Let's put our blue jeans on. They're a bit tight. Oh! Lame Siding and Jowl Hedgehog, 1974. And activated. Blimey, I wasn't expecting this. My head feels like it's gone all Christmassy. Screw me, I never knew the world could look like this. Shit, man, it's always like this for me. I've been wearing Wranglers since I was 3. Shit, man. Wow, Hunch, I'm getting some strange vibes. Our strange weapons seem to be working perfectly. 2 pairs of Wrangler flares charged with the magical powers of heavenly soul enlightenment and ultimate awareness. This is like some psychedelic wonderland, like a dream. Oh, where did that door come from? Danger, things will get excessively weird if you come through this door. Signed, the Cosmic Caretaker. I reckon we should go for it. I have a hunch that this is our first step to fighting the criminals. Okay, boys, let's move! Zing! Catch me, Hunch, I'm falling! Hey, ASCII, I found some bubble gum in the pocket of my Wranglers. Let me have a bit. Wow, man, this is the best gum I've ever tasted. I wonder. 17 hours later. We've got to hit the bottom soon. My head's reeling with the strangest thoughts. I'm totally spaced, man. What the hell is that? Okay, nobody move. Assume the position. You're all under arrest. Read them their rights, hunch. Hey, Pam, it's a bus. The cops are here. Next, Electric Ladybird. Look into my eyes, Mr. Policeman, man. Trust me, it would make absolutely no sense to arrest me. Look deep into my eyes, man. If you don't loosen up, you'll do yourself a mischief. Look deep into my eyes. Become one with my pupils. Be my pupil. That is knackered old hippies. We're all students of each other, man. That is Wrangler jeans. We're all part of the huge vibrating jelly that is policemen. That is you. When you move, the jelly vibrates. Let's all go wobbly together. When the jelly moves, you vibrate. Once you perceive how good it is to wear Wranglers, then you can know how good everything else is. It's all part and parcel. The soup is hot, the jeans are cool, the soup is cold, the jeans are out. Let us hear these words echo from every corner and dead end of the universe. Afterglow, Askey and Hutch. Must P.J. Proby carry the burden for every man? Fairy tale. Once upon a time, there was a knackered little goblin who did gyre and gimble in the Tolgi Wood. And with Abu Dubu, the magic genie, he sold his most special magic cakes in the Shire marketplace, singing, "Jolly good luck to your trousers, golly good luck to that barley mow." Golly, let's try that all again. I'm gonna have to. "Jolly good luck to your trousers, good luck to your barley mow. Jolly good luck to your trousers, good luck to the barley mow. Oh, good luck to the buttons, the thread, the length, the sides, the pockets, and your toe. It's good luck, good luck, good luck to the barley mow and all that." 23,234? Huh? Wow. "And it came to pass in the Shire of Botwater that the evil chimney sweep Badwin D-Bag had a contract from the governor to clean all the chimneys in the town. And the other chimney sweeps had to beg for their food because Badwin was eating their wages. One day when Badwin was cleaning the chimney in the middle of the market, he put his foot on a loose brick and fell half a mile to the market below. Nobody noticed the splosh as he landed in the little goblin's cake mixture. Over the next 4 weeks, he slowly dissolved. Eventually, he had been completely baked into magic cakes, and everyone in the Shire had eaten some of him. And the strangest thing is, no one tasted the badness in the cake. And the moral of the story is, it's all karma. It's all karma. Wow. Snap out of it! You've been out cold for minutes! Get his trousers off! He can't hack it! Karma, oh wow, get me back to the station, boys. I got this mystery cracked. Right then, men, what have you come up with on the special assignment back at the station? Well, it is what it is. I'm handing my badge, Captain, but before I go, I've got a small gift for you. Wrangler jeans, and in my size, too. Figure the mystery out for yourself, man. I'm going back on the road, just me and my Wranglers. Living Enid. Okay. Wow. That was crazy. What was it that... I can't remember that one book that Crowley wrote. It was The Book of Negatives or something. It was Liber Null. Liber Null. Try reading that. It makes no absolute sense, but some people say you can divine the wisdom of the universe. I probably shouldn't be encouraging you guys to read books like this, but... you know, whatever. We're already halfway there. Let's step the full foot in, I guess. "Hey, Allen Man, is this a two-part story or a one-part story? I don't know, Jamie Guy. I haven't written it yet. Let's just start with a big title page. Something like Tank Girl, 1992. Hewlett and Martins, of course. In Blue Helmet by Jack Kerouac. Nice, the kids will dig this. Credits. Wow, that's a lot of people. But it says, story, Alan No Fucking Way Martin. Drawings, Jamie I Got It On Holiday Hewlett. Soundtrack, John Shuttleworth. Bucket Operator, Max Gash. Dream Lover, Peepa Macaroni. Friend with a Big Bag of Sweets, Winona Ryder. Booga Award, Cheryl Baker for Eggs and Baker. This month's fashion tip, piss all over your clothes. Most wanted man, Gary Numan. In charge of dessert, Dennis Leary. Best TV shows ever, Brides of Christ and Just Us Youthful. Cock tip, Graham Coxon. Curly pubis, Mickey Dolenz. Mickey Dolenz, of course. The Lion for Real, Mark Keds. High School Thigh, Katie Putrick. This strip is dedicated to Spike Milligan. Cheer, Jamie and Alan, 1992. Bored shitless by the tiresome train journey between Horsham and Worthing Art College, student Brian Smell entertains himself by escaping into some classic literature. Emily always recommends good stuff. She says that this book will change my life. Hey, wow, Simon and Barry and Shitface are getting on the train. I bet they're dead impressed I'm reading Kerouac. Morning, Brian. Did you see Panorama last night? It was all about people who sweat heavily in the ball region. I thought you might be interested in it. Hi, Bri. You still a virgin? Yuck, yuck, yuck. Kerouac? I didn't know that you dug the jack, Brian. I've read all of his stuff. Maybe we can compare notes sometime? Here, have a blackjack. Quiet, please. You first-year turd sniffers. I'm just getting to a juicy bit. Wow, Shitface is really impressed with this stuff. She even wants to chat about it later. I better read some so I can quote it at her. This may be my chance to get into her tight little pants. Let's see now. Chapter 1, page 1. Alan crammed the boot chock full of Twinkies, homemade apple pies, cherry pop blankets, and 30 packs of extra strong Lucky Lung cigarettes. I gunned the engine. I tuned into some bop on the radio, and with fear in our eyes and no money in our pants, we rolled the old Hudson onto Highway 23 and drove into the direction of adventure. No looking back. Voom! Lucky Extra, Son of Zorro, support comic strip. That is me. I am Zordson. Fab and Super, the new Deadline, and Tank Girl's back. Ace, Blue, Helmet? The first 300 miles was uneventful, but we managed to pass the time happily drinking beers, eating sandwiches, and talking non-stop, and always laughing. Then, fuck me, that looks a bit dodgy. Let's take a look. Shit, looks like the inside of Granny's pants. What a pile-up! I wonder if there's any survivors. Faster than a virgin's first shag, I'm on a roll! No way, no fucking way. We've decided to drive on to the next town and seek help there. This was a job for the big boys. But half a mile down the road, we ran into some more travelers in distress. This time, we couldn't walk by on the other side. I see, it's one of those comic strips. Lots of car crashes and talking, and no sign of our heroine. What they need is a good writer. Someone like Clive Barker. You're nice. Maybe Bill Sienkiewicz could do the drawing. Ace. It was a young couple. They looked in a bad way. Alan stopped the car, and we both peered through the windscreen, wondering what the hell was going on. Please, sirs, it's my boyfriend. I think he's dying. Please help him. We gave them a ride. I watched in the mirror as the girl tended to her lover's wounds. She worked effectively and tenderly. And for a minute, I wished it was me instead of him, resting softly on her heaving chest. When she had finished, I offered sandwiches and pop, but she was too exhausted to even open her mouth and bite. I took peeps at them lying there and slowly drifting into sleep. She was beautiful, and I wanted to know everything about her. I wanted to make her. Guff! Ah! Gag! Ah, what a stonker! Ah! 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 Shit! Ugh! My God, woman, what have you been eating? Dum-dum! Oh, it's her! It's her! Poor yum-yum-yummy tank girl! Core! Four, what a stonker! Don't think I like the sound of that! It's bad panel time. If you're going to make smells like that, you can get out and walk. Oh, lighten up. You should know that nothing ever lingers on the road. Come here! At that moment, Alan and the girl became the best of friends that night. She massaged Vic's vapor rub into his thighs while he bit her eyebrows. Next morning. Pull into that garage. We need fags and Pepsi. You can wait in the car and work out the route. Shitheads. Nobody fucking move. Give me the money, fish lips. Okay, okay. Please, take it all. Please, don't shoot. Give me the money. You tell her off. Disgusting. Farting. Don't fancy her anymore. Ooh, what's this? Fish lips? Ha, I like that. Give me the money. She's already said that once. Must have printed those two panels around the wrong way, idiots. I have a wife and 9 kids, I beg you. Give me the fucking money. I already have, please, don't shoot. Give me the fucking money or I'll shoot you. No, please. Ah!
Fart.
Pow. Sorry, mate. Ugh, you just shat in your pants. Oh, shit. Quick, Jack, start the engine. We've got to make a daring escape. Why, what have you done? See you, turd crotch. I'll make a note and write a letter of complaint. Yes, I shall. Ah, shit, look at the bad drawing on this page. What a swizz, what a pile of shit, what a... The next week disappeared faster than a prized cucumber at a high school frat party. I kept a makeshift diary of the events. Monday, robbed 2 liquor stores and got well drunk on the banks of the River Ramsey. Tuesday, went to Casino City, played poker with the pimps, roulette with the Russians, and shot craps with the Japs. Got good and drunk. Wednesday, accidentally killed 14 scouts, played dominoes. I won. Thursday, went to Burger Shack. Tank girl did a huge brown turd on the counter. Booga punched the manager in the nuts, played dominoes. I won. Friday, great greasy breakfast at Carrie and Nigel's piss stop. As we left, Booga got run over by a leprechaun on a unicycle. He was belly aching, but I reckon he was all right. Played dominoes. I won. Saturday, refused entry to a crap nightclub. Tank girl slapped the bouncer on the forehead, and then when he got baity, she slit his throat with a penknife. Got pissed. Played dominoes. Allen won. Sunday, took a detour through the military zone, bumped into ATA exercise. Tank girl took out half a platoon with a catapult and a box of six-inch nails. Played dominoes. I won. Pow, 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 pow. Chuff. I began to wonder how she could justify the senseless killing of these innocent people, so I asked her. They're innocent, but they deserve to die because they're crap, she told me with a smile. Bank clerks, game show contestants, people who wear slippers in the house, people who become scouts after being a cub, and most of all, people who won't sell cigarettes to under 16s. They've all got it coming. Wow. Splash page. Knockout. Oh, I've come over all fruity. Time for a fiddle with my... What? Time for a quick fiddle with my dick. To the bog. Monday. Got up, threw up. Drove clean across 2 states and stopped to lunch at the interstate truck stop. Had apple... Hey, what's the big deal? Stop writing and hide behind your menu. I want to surprise someone. Anyone for coffee? Or beer? Or both? Snigger. Surprise! Hiya, Barney. Ah! Tank girl! Cheekies! Hooray! Rub, 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 rub. So with full stomachs and another passenger, we drove on to TV City, not knowing what fate awaited us. Goring by the Sea, this is Goring by the Sea. Bugger me, that was a good read. I shall read more at break time. Next, the naked lunchtime. Cheer! Oh, ah, eh. Z Unlimited, or is that 2 Unlimited? Or fucking shit! Wow. What a hell of a book that was. I don't think it made any sense, but I don't care. It was interesting. Like, it's a drug trip. Tank Girl is a drug trip. I wish I'd known about this comic much earlier in my life. Like when I was studying some of the crazy stuff they talk about, I told you about the Liber-Null. No, was it the Liber-Null? The Liber-Null might be the wrong one. I can't remember. There's the one where he's just talking absolute nonsense through the whole damn thing. I couldn't figure out one word of it. But again, some people say, oh, it's all the wisdom of the universe. Well, if it's written like that and you can decode it, then it might be. You can get your little secret decoder ring like they used to put in the cereal boxes. And you can go ahead and, oh, that's what Crowley was saying. That's what he meant. But, hey, what do I know? Anyway, this is the Grimlord. And we want you guys to check out 2 awesome bundles. So, first of all, on Humble Bundle, there's 2 Dark Horse bundles. You got one that's Cyberpunk and The Witcher. It has some Cyberpunk books that I don't have and some Witcher books that I know I don't have. So you want to pick that one up. That one's going on for 29 days, so you have some time. And you got a shorter bundle, which is a Bendis Jinx bundle. So it's got all the powers, books, and a bunch of other stuff. And again, it's another Dark Horse bundle. Dark Horse really just delivering the goods. Remember, the Vampirella one from Dynamite is over, but Dark Horse decided to slam us two times with two great comic book bundles. Again, you get some new Cyberpunk, some new Witcher, and you also get a complete run of Powers. I believe it's a complete run. And a bunch of Bendis' other books. So if you want to check out Bendis' independent, I mean, we know he's done Spider-Man and all this other stuff. But if you want to check out his independent run, that's a great idea. I mean, it's a good price. $20, man. That's not too much to ask. I mean, 18, but you know what I mean. Round up to 20. But that's how much. And that's like the price of a freaking hardcover right now. You can go into the comic shop. Like, we've got a local comic shop down here. And I can go in to check out one hardcover volume. And it's going to cost me $20 or $30. But you're getting an entire freaking library of comics, basically, for Bendis for $20. That's a good deal. PDF, of course. DRM free. Don't have to worry about any of that. All right, guys. So I'm out, and we will see you in just a little bit with some Love and Rockets.